YVR starts preparing for the winter season in late summer, and this basically consists of bringing every piece of snow equipment into the shop, getting it checked over, getting it serviced, getting it ready for the winter. It takes about 2.5 months to go through everything. And by the time everything is said and done, we'll start the training scenarios, so where we actually have the teams out on the runway practicing snow removal. We're ready. As of November 15th, we're ready to battle the snow. But when this happens, you'll see a whole mix of equipment out on the apron, the taxiways and the runway. So we have what's called a taxiway team that is only dedicated to snow removal on the taxiways. We have one for the runway team that is dedicated for the runways. And these are all the bigger pieces of equipment, like what you see behind me over here. And then we have various smaller pieces of equipment that keep on the aprons, basically where the bridges are, where the aircraft park. There is many small pieces of equipment running around over there, keeping everything up and going. And of course, then we have the dump trucks and the snow pushers that basically remove the snow from the areas that we create where we put the snow. So all in all, there's about 80 pieces of equipment in motion during a snow event at YVR. So we monitor with various environmental agencies, right? So we have contacts here with the local forecasting agency. We also have contacts with a global forecasting agency. So during winter season, even now, we basically receive weather updates where they try to predict when an unfavorable event might take place, right? So when we reach a certain level where we're comfortable that there is indeed a potential to snow, we will mobilize the entire crew, right? So we won't wait until it's actually snowing. It's about pre-mobilizing and having the folks here just in case it snows. To date, YVR has invested approximately $60 million in the snow removal and de-icing fleet. As you can see behind me, this is one of the many pieces that we own and operate during the season. There's many different variations of pieces of equipment out there, so it's not 30 pieces like this. I mean, it goes from the small units that run around the aprons because they need to be maneuverable when they go around the aircraft, to the big snow plows that you see here with basically a cleaning span of about 40 feet that basically go over the runways. It is a very diverse mix of equipment. And what we do is we mix and match certain pieces of equipment. So when you look at an echelon makeup, which is the group of equipment that, for example, clears a runway, you'll see a couple of these guys in the front. Then behind them, there is two that have just the brooms. And then at the end, you'll see the actual snow blower. So we try to get the snow all to one side and feed it into two snow blowers, which then can throw the snow into the infield, which is about 150 feet. Every year after a snowfall event, we go back and we look at the efficiency of our previous snow clearing setup. So every year when we go into training and into the new planning phases, we basically look at all the lessons learned, implement those. So de-icing during frost conditions is significantly different than de-icing during snow events. During frost conditions, what the aircraft operator is trying to prevent is frost buildup on the wing surface. It takes a particular de-icing fluid that the de-icing provider applies to the aircraft. For a wide body, it takes about 90 seconds to 2 minutes to frost treat an aircraft. So we still call it a de-icing process, but in reality what it is, it's snow removal from the aircraft, right? So during medium precipitation events, what we saw last year, medium and heavy, what we are trying to do is we need to present an aircraft to the runway that is completely free of snow and ice. We do that by applying different types of chemicals, and depending on the accumulation on the aircraft, on the wingtips, the engine cowlings, and the main body, and the stabilizers, it may take up to 20 to 30 minutes to treat an aircraft fully and send it off on its way. So during snow, there's many things that happen. Typically, if it snows over here, it snows in other airports as well. So always make sure you check your flight status. It's not necessarily related to Vancouver. But there's other things that need to happen as well. So besides the snow removal, we also have to treat the aircraft for the weather conditions as they are. So that could be from treating them for light frost, which basically puts you in the de-icing bay for about 90 seconds. Or it could basically mean that you have about 20 minutes during heavy snow events if you're in a wide body, right? So those are all things that need to happen for the aircraft to depart safely. We all work in concert to get everybody on their way in a safe manner, but as quickly as possible. And we appreciate everybody's patience during events like this. So when it snows here at YVR, it's these pieces of equipment that don't make the magic. It's the dedicated team of men and women that put their lives on hold to make sure that the snow gets removed, right? So a big, big thank you to the dedicated team members of Team YVR.